Well, the pregame coverage, we've got Zach Clawson with us, head coach for the Harlan girls basketball team. Coach, how's the team kind of rounded into form here as you near the regional tournament?
I think we're improving. Some spots that we've been talking about improving on. I think we looked pretty good the other night with our communication. Our defensive rotation was a little bit better. We've got some run-out layups. That's kind of one thing we've been talking about, kind of got some of those at the beginning of the season, then kind of went into a lull, and now we're kind of getting back into running the floor a little harder. And rebounding, it's just hit and miss, it seems like. Some nights we're focused on it, and we rebound well, and other nights, I don't know if we just forget about it or what, but the boxing out could get better for sure.
Creston is an opponent that seems to at least be more competitive here late in the year. They've had a little different look to their lineup in recent games. So what are some points of emphasis against the Panthers?
We gotta take away the inside. We're going to have to be taking care of Pop for sure. You know, she's averaging over 11 rebounds a game, almost 20 points a game. So if we can control her, that takes a lot of the offense away from them. So our focus is going to be on her, take away the middle, take away that penetration kick out, and just keep her off the boards. Always just have a body on her, always have somebody just a forearm or a hip or something. We got to keep contact so we don't lose her down on the block, or she even strokes from the 15-foot area. So we got to be aware of that as well. So I don't know. It's just going to be us focusing on her and then taking away some of the middle of that court and kind of forcing to the sideline and hopefully push them to the corner.
Aubrey Schrieso, Erica Rust have been leaned on heavily for your team in the scoring department and rebounding, and have really stepped up throughout this season. What are some key things in their games that have allowed them to excel?
Erica hits the O boards pretty hard. She's been putting a couple different moves in offensively. It was constantly turn left shoulder and go up. She's been stepping out a little bit further, maybe 12, 14 feet. The other thing is, you know, offensive boards and putbacks have been a good part of her game here lately as well. Just seems to be a little bit more aggressive, I would say, compared to what she was a few weeks ago or right before Christmas time. And Aubrey, she's feeling more comfortable. She played backup guard coming off the bench for us as a freshman last year, and I'm pretty proud of, you know, her stepping in that starting lineup and taking a leadership role at the point guard position as a sophomore, which has been pretty impressive. I would say her three-point shot is coming along as well.
Can't forget about the supporting cast. A lot of other players making some significant contributions. What are some things you're getting from those gals?
Ella, Ava Miller, coming in, they kind of, anytime we put a lockdown on somebody, one of the better guards on the other team, that's their job, and they do it well. They don't feel like they have to score, but if the three-pointer's there, they'll take it and knock it down, or they'll get to the rim once in a while, but really doing a great job on the defensive end for us. Savannah's been coming in and giving Erica some breathing time there, and her rebound has been pretty good. We'd like to see her get a couple more points in, and hopefully that's coming here shortly. Hannah Sonderman, her three-point shot's coming along. She was struggling a little bit before Christmas, but she's been shooting a lot better here lately. Had some nice drives the other night and last Saturday. That's good to see her add that to her game. That way she can get the free throw line a little bit more. Ava, you don't know, she might score 12, 14 a night, or she might have 7 steals and 7 rebounds like she did the other night. So she's been playing hard. If we can keep her out of early foul trouble, she's a big difference maker out there on the floor for sure.
Coach, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bennett.
That's Zach Clawson, head coach for the Harlan girls. More pregame coverage coming up on KSOM and streaming with live video at westerniowatoday.com.